When Scott Ainsley decided to write Late Last Night, he decided to give it a jazzy feel.
I always play a long instrumental to introduce the song, to let people's minds wander through the chord changes. You know, it just really does sound like a late night jazz club kind of progression.
But if you listen to the song, it becomes clear pretty quickly that it's not just a light jazzy tune.
This song began the morning after Russian troops rolled across a European border into the Republic of Georgia, which was an independent country since the USSR broke up.
So where did the song come from and where does it go after that? Find out that and more in today's episode of Tell Me About Your Song.
Late last night, rich and powerful men set the dogs loose on our throats again.
Hello and welcome to Tell Me About Your Song, the podcast where I talk to musicians and songwriters about a song that they've written. And today I'm recording from the Northeast Regional Folk Alliance Conference in Kerhonkson, New York. And the person I'm talking to today is Scott Ainsley. And the song that he'll be talking about is named Late Last Night and can be found on his album, The Last Shot Got Him. So where would you like to start with the song, Scott?
It's got a lovely chordal palette, not unlike the music of the 20s and 30s, which is why it's on The Last Shot Got Him, which is a record full of songs that this little 1934 Gibson would have played when it was just a young thing. This is the guitar that... And it sounds a lot like Jimmy Rogers' guitar, you know, 1927. Sounds a lot like Robert Johnson. I'm a blues guy, and I like the guitar a lot, and I just turned it loose. I thought, what songs does the guitar want to play? And I built a record around that. And this song is well-suited to the voice of the guitar. The harmonic progressions are progressions of the kind that you would find in sort of jazzy, early jazzy kind of tunes from the 20s and 30s. And although the themes are new, it sits nicely in the record. I'm a fan of Bertolt Brecht's songwriting, and the bridge of the song reminds me very much of Brecht's writing.
Awake, you poor sinners, awake. Arise and prepare ye to labor. We've all got a living to make. So get up and steal from your neighbor. The beggar, the banker, the cop, they're all of them out on the take.
I just felt compelled to write a sweet and beguiling melody and then put these disturbing words to it and see what would happen. It's a surprising song. It starts out like a swing tune, you know, sort of a late night. The lights are down, they're putting the chairs on the tables in the bar, and out over comes this first verse. It's like, what's that?
Late last night, rich and powerful men set the dogs loose on our throats again. Break out the flag, strike up the band.
Veterans Day was yesterday. Veterans Day is one of those occasions. It's a time when we should fly the flag at half-mast for those who have fought the war and come home injured in their souls, their bodies, or their spirits, as well as those who've gone and not come home. We should send our love and respect to those who survived, and we should send our prayers to the spirits of those who are gone. But we really have to take responsibility. We're a democracy. If we go to war, we did this. I've been a pacifist all my adult life and most of my adolescent life. I considered the Naval Academy briefly for about 15 minutes because I wanted to scuba dive and be an oceanographer when I was 12. But I took the money that I was saving to buy tanks and bought a guitar when I was 15, and that my entire life changed. And I wrote the song. It's one of three fairly strong anti-war songs that I've written in my life. And I have two sons. And I'm a stepfather for two other boys. I don't want there to be any mistake about where I stand on this and how precious they are to me. And I assume every parent in the country, every parent in the world feels the same way about their children.
Mm-hmm.
This song began the morning after Russian troops rolled across a European border in 2008. Putin sent tanks into the Republic of Georgia, which was an independent country since the USSR broke up. The opening lines of the song are, "Late last night, rich and powerful men set the dogs loose on our throats again. Break out the flags, strike up the band." They're two active, even violent verbs at the end. And with that, I thought, you know, you should write this. And so it's very much about the role of money in creating violence in the world. It's also about the pricelessness of a human life.
Money, you know it is. Somebody pulls a trigger and somebody gets rich, but there ain't a thing in this whole wide world worth the life of one boy, the life of one girl. That's something that money can't buy.
If a sad song is sad all the way through, then that's a problem. If a happy song's happy all the way through, then that's a problem. I mean, you kind of want all emotions to show up somehow, somewhere. If it goes where you think it's going to go, then the brain wanders off. It's like the sheep get out of the field. There's a hole in the fence, and your listeners will go through it.
Yeah.
And if you surprise them, if you startle them a little bit and lead them somewhere where they don't expect to be taken, then they go with you, because they want to find out what happens next. And so there's a sweetness to the opening. Even though the open lines become harsh, they're sung very gently. And you think, oh, something happened. But it turns out it wasn't good. And the song takes a quick left-hand turn. And I like it when you think it's going somewhere and it surprises you. I think a surprise is a powerful thing to affect in an audience, as long as they can follow it, you know. It's not like Freddy Krueger in a chainsaw wandering through your love song. It's
I would listen to that song.
Well, that would be a hokum song.
Though, sure. Right?
Yeah, yeah. The opener is, you know, it's the mass media kind of, and I'm pointing my fingers at the rich and powerful men. And then the second verse is very doctrinaire. Somebody pulls a trigger and somebody gets rich. Now, that's Jesse James, but it's also Sergeant Callie and Me Lai. I mean, it's
Halliburton.
Yeah.
No use crying over little spilled milk when someone makes a killing. Somebody gets killed.
After this sort of marching around, then we take our time with, all of a sudden you really got four beats with one chord. Five chord and get ready to go back to the top of to the head of the tune. So it's common in that era to go to the minor five chord. It opens it up a little bit.
There's kind of a use of these common images like the spilled milk.
Yeah, it's a cliche.
Right,
yeah.
But it's also calling it a little spilled milk is...
It's the opposite of exaggeration.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's a very ironic song. Irony is not dead in America. It's just that it's in the hands of people who don't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at Donald Trump's campaign for president or Ben Carson, these people are, you know, I wouldn't give them the keys to the family car, let alone the button for nuclear weapons and the use of our armed forces. But people are taking them seriously. So irony, as I say, is in the larger media is dead, but in the hands of songwriters, it's still a valuable tool.
There'll be no cross by the side of the road, no photograph, no plastic rose, but what I wouldn't give for a kiss on the cheek, the touch of your hand. My knees get weak. That's something that money can't buy.
I wrote those lines when I was thinking about something else. Those lines were written long before this song was crafted. But in my songwriting, I tend to save those images without them being attached to a particular melody or a particular idea. And then when a song comes along, often the solution is in one of those images. And as a third verse, this is a perfect opener for me. I mean, there'll be no cross by the side of the road, no photograph, no plastic rose. Those of us who travel, we drive around the nation, and beginning about 30 years ago, we started to see crosses with names and dates of, I assume, mostly kids who've been killed, and their parents erect a monument to them on the side of the road where they died, where the accident happened, where they left the earth. And sometimes there are two names. It's often a boy and a girl in that case. And I say young drivers are susceptible to killing themselves at a much higher rate because of their lack of experience on the highway and the likelihood that they're going to try and get away with something, which as you get older, you realize there's less and less that you can get away with. But what I wouldn't give for a kiss on the cheek.
Something that money can't buy.
Yeah. We've all lost somebody. And if you haven't, God help you. You will soon.
Structurally, you know, the verses are not all the same.
Yeah. It's a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wrote the opening couplet. It's like half of a verse. And then went right into the second verse, which is sort of a full verse. And the third verse suits the second verse size. And then we've got the bridge. But when you go to chart it out, you know, there's nothing simple about it. And it works, but it's not ideal. Ideally, the structure would be more uniform. On the other hand, that it's interrupted gives me a perfect coda for the song. It gives me the opener to close the song with.
Break out the flags. Strike up the band.
I got a chance to play with Professor Louie, who is a great producer and barrel house piano player and a remarkable musician out of Woodstock, New York. And Louie and I did it at a music camp that we both worked at. And we sat and he charted it out. And he said, you know, there's a lot of chords in this. But he charted it out. And I loved playing with him. He played it on the accordion rather than keyboard. And it was really, really beautiful just to have another instrument. And his heart was in it. And we played it for a bunch of vets. I mean, the camp that I go to, Common Ground on the Hill, one of the camps I've taught at for years, Walt Michaels runs it in Western Maryland at McDaniels College every summer. And I've worked there almost every year for the last 20 years. And its avowed mission is to establish community, not just learn how to play blues, but like have a conversation with a person who's not the same color as you are. Not just learn the music, but learn the culture and meet the people. And one of the pieces of outreach that we've been doing over the last 5 or 6 years is the Common Ground Veterans Initiative. We've been inviting and creating scholarships to bring veterans from our recent wars to Common Ground. And Josh Heisel, a former Marine who served in Iraq, was the first songwriter who was a vet. And it was a very hard entry into Common Ground. You're a bunch of old hippies and anti-war protesters, basically. You send a young Marine fresh out of the war into that. And, you know, there was some, it hurt. But I don't leave Marines on my beach either. When you throw over the war and the president and you jump outside the walls, the city walls, and say, you know, this was wrong and I'm not part of this anymore, you land on my beach. I've been there for 45 years and I don't leave Marines on my beach either. So I invited Josh to come home. I gave him a bunch of guitar lessons. He needed to work on his thumb. He's got a great right hand now. But Josh is a friend, and he decided that Common Ground was a way of saving veterans' lives. You know, we have 2,200 veterans take their lives every year and have since 2006. These are men and some women who have survived the war ostensibly, but haven't survived the moral injury or what they've seen or what we forced them to do. And so we set up the Common Ground Veterans Initiative. I say we. I was supportive, but not involved in the logistics, in order to try and save some of those lives and to bring civilians and veterans together to look at the cost of the war. And Professor Louie and I played this for them. We played in a concert where we knew they would be. And they have asked me to sing it for everybody else. I mean, this is a song that has been sanctioned by a disaffected part of the U.S. Marine Corps, which is an amazing thing. And men who I deeply, deeply revere.
You said that you know that you've played this song for people who don't agree with the message. Have there been negative reactions?
This is a very hard song to take on because of the third verse. It's very hard to get out of the way of that arrow.
you know, it's coming right for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've had people say, you know, I don't agree with you, but that's a great song. Or, you know, you and I aren't going to agree about this, but I'm glad you're singing that. I mean, it's a song that is very emotionally powerful, even when we disagree. And that is all I'm asking for, is for people to feel what the price of mechanized violence is. It's a big deal. When you send someone to war, it's often a life sentence. Well, we need to consider that before we beat the drum and send the kids out. And that's all this song is asking for. It's just an emotional, don't be numb.
Patriotism is, who was it who said, it's the last refuge of scoundrels.
Right.
And it's not that I don't love my country, I do, but I believe in the country that I was taught about when I was in the fourth grade, not the one we have or the one that's ever existed. I believe in an idealized nation. And so this is one of those songs that holds our history up for us to look at it and says, you know, do you like what you see? Is this is who we are. Are you happy with this? I mean, it's a little bit like a shaman or a griot in a traditional society who knows the history and can relate it to you, and then ask the question, are you happy with where we are? This is a decision moment. We can decide to be this country, or we can be a different country. There's a difference between our heritage and our legacy. Our legacy is what we choose to pass on. I think that money is always a prime mover, that the people who make the money don't fight. Sometimes the money never leaves the United States. It just moves from the government tax coffers into the coffers of corporations. But I also wrote the song in such a way that there's a line, somebody pulls a trigger and somebody gets rich. Well, that's mugging. You know, that's real personal. That's not necessarily a soldier on a battlefield. It is, I think, also often a soldier on a battlefield. But it links up the criminality of violence in a personal way and in a more general way. And I don't mean to analyze the song to death, but it's building the song was interesting. And I chose for it to become very personal very quickly. And then I wrote this bridge, this release for it. And then the last verse I thought was just, it's a real tearjerker.
Well, I appreciate you taking time out of your NERFA schedule to talk to me about this stuff.
It's good to be here with you, Jacob. And yeah. My regards to the songwriters in your country.
Oh. Well, if people want to hear more of your music, what should they do?
There's an extensive guide to YouTube videos of my live performances at our website, as well as sound clips, and all the records are available there. They're also available for download through CD Baby through our website. It's cattailmusic.com, C-A-T-T-A-I-L, cattailmusic.com. And you'll find it if you put my name in a search engine.
Right. Well, if anyone wants to check out my music, it's at music.jwgh.org. And I also have a website for this music series as a whole at tellmeaboutyoursong.com. And you can also subscribe on iTunes and on Stitcher. You can also rate and review us there. But really, if you've enjoyed this episode and other episodes you've listened to, then if you have any friends who you think would also appreciate it, please let them know about it. It would be great if you would spread the word. So with all that said, we're going to listen to the song we've been talking about in full. Scott Ansley's song, Late Last Night. Thanks for listening.
Late last night, rich and powerful men set the dogs loose on our throats again. Break out the flags, strike up the band. It's the money. You know it is. Somebody pulls a trigger and somebody gets rich. But there ain't a thing in this whole wide world worth the life of one boy, the life of one girl. That's something that money can't buy. crying over little spilled milk. When someone makes a killing, somebody gets killed. There'll be no cross by the side of the road, no photograph, no plastic rose. But what I wouldn't give for a kiss on the cheek, the touch of your hand, my knees get weak. That's something that money can't buy. Last night, rich and powerful men set the dogs loose on our throats again. Break out the flags, strike up the band.